I let myself check the time. 10:30 p.m. I plug my phone in, place it upside down, shut off all the lights, and get in bed. Then I get out of bed to go to the bathroom. Then I get back in bed. Then I get out of bed to put on a sweatshirt. Then I get back in bed. Then I get hot, pull the sweatshirt off, and thrash around till I find my old sleeping position, but I can't get it right, so I thrash some more. Then I stay still. Then I get itchy. Then I scratch myself raw, but I'm still itchy, so I think about the events of the day, but the events of the day were devoted to putting myself to sleep. So I get out of bed to get my phone. It was happening almost every night then, the not sleeping. It was the spring of 2021, my freshman year of college, which I attended through a screen. It was a time buzzing with hope and anxiety, and at 19, I felt like I had entered a world where everything was possible and nothing was scripted. Everything seemed new and beautiful, daunting and dangerous, and in this frenzy, I could never seem to put myself to sleep. I don't remember how I would eventually fall asleep, but I remember the nights I didn't. I remember the two nights in a row, all night Thursday, all night Friday. After last night's all-nighter, I spent the day trying to keep myself awake. I took a walk, hung out in my friend's dorms, got a head start on my finals. I ate three balanced meals, drank lots of water and no coffee, tried to stay off my phone. I brushed my teeth and washed my face at 9 p.m. I meditated. I told myself it was no big deal, sleeping or not sleeping, that the sun would rise either way. I read the first 50 pages of Eli Shipley's poetry collection, Some Animal. I turned the lights off at 10:30. I closed my eyes at 10:31. But it doesn't seem to have made any difference. I find myself lying on my back, staring at the dark, unsure at this point whether it's my eyelids or the ceiling. My dorm room, being four stories up from the main city road, seems to let all the outside noise in, especially at night when there are no distractions. I tried to understand why it was happening, the not sleeping. I thought that if I really dissected it, I could explain my way out of it. I thought about the chemical stuff, new medication, too much coffee, too much screen time, too little movement. I thought maybe my mind was overactive and kept a journal beside my bed as if I could rid my mind clean if I wrote enough. I thought maybe it was mania, but that felt too clinical and too extreme. Every explanation I could point to felt more like a symptom than a cause. I get out of bed and check the time, 12:55. I return to Some Animal. I stare at the drawings in it, black and white and grotesque, anatomical. I can't seem to enter their world. I can't focus. So I stand up and open the bottom drawer of my dresser, pull out the handle of blue raspberry vodka. I pour what looks like a shot into my coffee mug, take it, wince, then take another. I sit down at my desk, feeling sick. I pick up where I left off in the book and say to myself, I'm finishing this right now. 120 pages later, I do. It's past 3 a.m. My heart races, my eyes burn, my throat stings, and I love it. I love the quietness, the weirdness. I love the places I go, the places I can only go when I push my body past its limits. Where the next few hours go, I'm not so sure. I do know that I stir again when the morning light enters my room. Gray, rotten Pittsburgh light. I can leave, which is what I really wanted to do all night. It's around 6 a.m. I float through the empty streets. I reappear on the busy main road. I pass the smoke shop and notice the red open sign. A pack of Marlboro Reds and a lighter later, I find myself at the fountain by the arts building. I don't smoke, but today I do. My numb hands fumble to pull out a cigarette, fumble even more to light it. I almost give up until I feel the smoke against the back of my throat. I suck in, expecting to cough, but I swallow instead. I look up at the fountain. Two stone figures face each other. A woman towers over a man with horns, raising her hands over her head, gripping some kind of instrument. I'm sure there's mythology behind it. Maybe it's obvious, but I never figured it out, never thought too much about it. I stare at the space between them. Is she attacking or protecting him? Signs of life begin to appear. It's time to go. I'd cracked part of the code that night, if there even was a code to crack. I loved it, the not sleeping. It was thrilling. It was freeing. It's what all the greats did, I figured. But there was nothing noble about it. I realized this sitting by the fountain, What I needed was to put the cigarette out, buy a pair of gloves, and stop feeling sorry for myself. I felt a sculpture stare back at me. I must have looked like a foolish little kid to them. But that was exactly it. I was naive. I didn't know how much worse it was going to get. That it wouldn't be just not sleeping. That it wasn't a matter of passion, but of health. Health in the broadest sense. I didn't know that the tension between health and self-destruction, would rule my life for the next year or so. How could I have known? I sleep now. Very rarely do I find myself staring at the ceiling, and when I do, I turn on my side, and that usually helps. I like to think it's over and done with, not sleeping. Who knows? Most things are cyclical anyway. The sun rises, the sun sets. I sit with it.